B-Pod Studios.
They were...
matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
A little late there. We apologize. So banged out a cameo right there during the headlines.
That's right. You hit me on cameo. Kids going back to school. Wish them luck. Happy birthdays, weddings, bar mitzvahs.
Belated Father's Day. Whatever you need.
Yeah, whatever you need. Like, hey, summer's here. How's your heat wave? Do you like apples? Yes.
Hit us up on cameo. Happy to do that.
Jokes. I can do jokes for you.
We can do dad jokes.
Do dad jokes.
Whatever it is you need. 617-779-0985.
So this Polish guy, this priest, this black guy walk into a bar.
Don't do that one. We don't need that one right now.
Yeah.
Please.
No.
Please. Stop. 1 o'clock hour here on...
It really is a joke.
Zolak and Bertrand. Yeah.
Brad sounded good.
He was great.
He's ready to go.
He was great. T-Bone, one of my favorite Brad Stevens interviews ever, right there. Excellent. It's good stuff. We were going to get to the Dodgers-Astros this hour. Last night, Joe Kelly went after the Astros. Joe Kelly Fight Club is alive and well. He goes after the Astros last night. What'd you make of it? What'd you think of it?
I love Joe Kelly from his prior throwing at people. Who was the Yankee scrub he threw at? Little cocky sucker back in the day. Sort of reminded you of...
Was it Voit?
It was Voit. Good job, Tom.
Yep.
Good job.
Good job.
Went after him there. I remember his shirt got ripped off and he has like no chest, no nipples. Like he just has... He has no muscular tone whatsoever, but he doesn't care. He's got an edge to him. That's what I liked about Joe Kelly. Not the greatest pitcher ever, but good enough, but... Got pissed off, and I like that. I don't like that he went at the head. That's all.
I hate that part of it.
See, that's the dangerous part of this because they play again today, right? They play again today, and I think the Astros are the only ones who got a warning. I don't think the Dodgers even got a warning, and Kelly's the one throwing at heads. 96 mile an hour, up and high, and if he doesn't duck, he gets hit right in the
right
there.
And the other one is the one he threw to Correa was I understand it was a breaking pitch, but what did you think he was doing?
Put him in the hit him right in the ass.
Like it was 87, it was breaking pitch, it was up high. He knocks down Correa, but when you throw at Bregman at 96 up high, what are you doing? Is that because you're Joe Kelly and you have no control? And that was generally what plagued him when he was here in Boston outside of a great run in the playoffs in 2018.
The way he reacted
in the playoffs in 18.
The way he reacted at with the taunting and the little lips and the tongue and all that and his little verbiage.
I don't care about any of that.
Tells you that didn't get away from him. Like, I tried to hit you.
Okay. Oh, yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. But did he throw upstairs on purpose or because he cannot control the baseball? Because again, we all want to remember Joe Kelly for the finish.
Right.
The great finish to 18, which was a great stretch run. There were huge chunks of time here in Boston when he sucked.
Yeah.
And couldn't find the plate. And so
but
was
you
it
felt
that
good
he,
about him when
and
he
you
left,
said
right?
you said hit him in the ass, right?
Yeah.
Was it because he could not find Bregman's ass?
That's all.
And it ended up near his head. Because he's Joe Kelly.
Because you're pissed and your juices are flowing and your adrenaline's cranking and you put a little too much mustard on it. I don't know. But I think you have pretty damn good control of your fastball, right? You can put that thing where you want when you're at that level. And I'm not talking about a Cape League kid here, okay? That loses. This isn't Daniel Bard back in the day. No.
Here's what I do like.
Intentionally tried to throw hard and high at him.
There's still hatred for the Astros despite the 4.5 month shutdown.
Should be.
And there's a team that still hates them.
Yeah. They stole World Series from them.
Because we said one of the biggest, there were winners of coronavirus, and one of them was the Astros.
Yeah,
because
it's quiet.
The Astros were a winner in that because their story was exploding in spring training, and then everything stopped.
How horribly they handle those press conferences.
Oh, my God. Remember those? Every day.
Give me my notes. Okay.
What am I allowed to say today?
Bregman, yeah. I did not put a device under my shirt.
But we'll get to more on that. If you had any reaction to Joe Kelly last night throwing at the Astros, like, I got no problem with throwing at the Astros because you hate them. It actually has provided some entertainment last night. That was something you didn't get in any of the last four Red Sox games.
That's right.
So there was some entertainment in that game, but don't go upstairs and be up near a guy's head. That's dangerous. That's stupid. That's unacceptable. No one should be in favor of that. 617-779-0985. We also got some sound from the NCAA. We haven't talked a lot of college football lately. We'll throw that into the mix in your calls, and we'll have some fun this hour as well. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wake up, lip readers.
Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Swung on and missed strike three. Slider down and away, and the inning is over.
And some barking going on out to towards Joe Kelly.
As Kelly turns around, and both the Dodgers and the Astros are mouthing off, and Kelly finally arrives at the dugout, and he is still talking. The benches are beginning to clear. Oh, we knew it was nearly inevitable. Correa is barking. Kelly is barking. The teams have emptied the benches. It goes without saying there's not a whole lot of social distancing going on at the moment.
Benches clearing last night.
Oh, what excitement in the broadcast there, huh?
That was like Ron Reneke.
Well, I know it's just the inevitable.
Well, he was seeing everything a minute behind.
Inevitable came, and
not a lot of social distancing going on out there at the moment.
Actually, they don't have their masks on. Joe Kelly's still talking. He's barking back.
There's a lot of back and forth on
a baseball fight.
Everyone was probably back in the dugout by the time the feed got back to him.
So I signed up for MLB.tv last night.
You did do that for that game specifically?
I did.
Okay.
I was like, I'm sorry, but I think that's going to be my new thing. Mm. I think I'm going to fall asleep to the Dodger games every night.
Well, you got a little bit of Mookie crush, though. That's part of it.
I mean, I love the guy. I love Mookie Betts. And
it's like we're going to follow Brady and watch Brady
inning
games.
So the inning after this all went down last night? What'd you say?
I said we're going to follow Brady and Brady games, right? Because we like the athlete, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Ray McCone? Yeah, he's in there giggly.
Same thing.
Schoolgirl.
So the inning after this, when this all went down, they had an inning in which the Dodgers TV broadcaster spent an entire inning talking about how great Mookie Betts is and how many different things and like great achievements of Mookie Betts in a Red Sox uniform. That it crushed my baseball soul a little bit.
Well, especially the way your baseball team here is responding.
It was sad.
Right.
It was like, yeah, he did do those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome.
David Price is actually a pretty good pitcher.
And then, like, the color analyst goes, well, yeah, and of course, to give him a 12-year contract before he even played a game here for the Dodgers, he must be a special player. And I'm like, yeah. Yeah, he played a lot of games for the Red Sox, and they didn't even want to give him that money.
They didn't even want him.
They didn't even want to spend that kind of dough on him.
You
guys spent that kind of dough on him after a pandemic. Jeez.
They went on for about 4 minutes about his last play here in Boston.
About scoring from first.
Yep.
They just kept talking about it, how special he is.
They recalled it more fondly than we do.
Right. They're like, that play. And we're all like, yeah, that was the end of – get the damn season over with. Damn. Hurts. But I'm going to keep watching Mookie Betts. I'm going to remain a Mookie Betts fan. I think he's a tremendous player. A generational talent. So I'll keep watching. That's going to be my deal now. The Red Sox are so wretched that it may be 10 p.m. every night. If they're losing at 10 p.m., I shut it off and I go to a Dodger game.
Yeah.
I go to the Dodgers.
Nice.
And I don't even really like the Dodgers. I don't like their team. I don't like their franchise, generally speaking. Right. I think they're sort of a loser franchise.
Considered a fake good team. Like, people look at the Dodgers and think, okay, oh, really good team, good history, all the historic, great announcer back in the day, Vince, everything that comes with the Dodgers. Tommy Lasorda. How much have they really
won? It's an L.A. team.
Yeah.
And it's a team that moved there from a city with some real grit like New York. Like, yeah. I don't, you know. the Brooklyn Dodgers, I could root for the Brooklyn Dodgers. I don't have an easy time rooting for anything L.A. Dodgers.
Right.
No, I just don't. You know, they had a couple of titles in the 80s, but it just feels like, I don't know, for most of my lifetime, they haven't been all that great. And when they have been good, they get close, and then they get guys who choke in the postseason. Sort of like Mookie Betts here in Boston, even though I love Mookie Betts. That has to be a part of his history. Anyway, you see these comments from Mark Emmert,
yes,
head of the NCAA? What would you put the odds of there being a college football season?
What are they waiting on?
Right,
he's like, well, he's, you know, he's maybe he might be able to start on time. What are you waiting on?
It's a good question. So here's what I wonder. Does he not have control over whether or not these conferences play games? Let's say the NCAA says, we don't want college football. The NCAA says, football's canceled. We don't sanction any football events. Is there anything that then stops the, let's say, you know, Big Ten, or SEC, or any, you know, any conference out there that says, nah, too bad. Like, no, we're gonna play football anyway.
This is the problem. When I don't know who said it. Was it Ed Ogeron that said this is the problem with the college athletic? We don't have a commissioner, like an overall commissioner. Like Mark Emmert's the president, but he doesn't have control over anything. They're letting each individual conference make their own decisions here.
It was Mac Brown, wasn't
it? Mac Brown, I'm sorry. Okay. Thanks. Good job, Tom. Yeah. Takes me back to that day. Like, here we are. What was that?
Yesterday, Mark Emmert.
Here we are again.
Mark Emmert said Tuesday he is very concerned about the status of fall sports. He advocated for a delay to the start of the season and then said also the move to a smaller number of games can be really helpful.
Mm.
15 ACC presidents and chancellors are expected to make a decision on the league scheduling model this week. That's something that could happen as soon as today. Wednesday could have a significant impact. That could come today, and that would mean it would have a big impact on the other conferences, Big 12, SEC, etc. That's, I guess, what's going to go on now. They're just sort of all, as conferences, talking within their conferences about what to do. I don't feel great about their odds.
I don't either, and I know a kid that's, you know, locally here, and he's sort of been under wraps here for over 4.5 weeks now, and they just have no direction, no guidance. Like, they're still in limbo. Everything's in limbo. So Mac Brown said those comments, and this is over 2 weeks ago before I even took my vacation. Here we are.
Well, I don't know. That really doesn't look good. Nothing's changed in 2 or 3 weeks here.
Make a decision. Do something. I'll tell you what, the Detroit Lions tweeted out a picture of their locker room. It has plexiglass up in between each individual locker.
Interesting.
So the spacing. I just find it interesting that, okay, you're going to do that, but then tell them, let's get out there in the field and play some contact sports. Let's get out there, mix it up, tackle guys, run around, wrap them up, rub their face in it. It's just, what are we doing? They're trying to play. They're going to try to play. Football's going to give it a go, at least from the NFL is. I wonder how many more guys are going to opt out when they see that plexiglass. And then they're told to put equipment on in 18 days, get out there and hit someone. Hit the sled. Hit the sled that guy just hit. What, are you going to hit the sled? You're going to drive the sled with the first group of 6 offensive linemen? Then you're going to stop it and you're going to spray it down? Have the guy out there with that backpack thing that... Okay, next group, let's go. On the whistle. Ready? Yeah. Ka-tink, ka-tink, ka-tink. Wonder if they'll do individual runs on that hill on the back instead of as groupings, because you don't want to be next to anybody when you're running, right? That's what you're told, especially when you go down an aisle in a grocery store. It's got the one way, because if you cough one way, you could really spray that, because nobody really breathes heavy when you're running hills, you know? Especially when it's 95, 98.
Everyone stay out, 6 feet apart.
Yeah. Good luck.
Everybody stay apart.
I don't feel great about it. I don't. Was feeling better today.
You were?
Maybe we could do the joke thing again?
No, I don't think we'll do the joke thing. Maybe a music thing.
Okay.
Based on a tweet you had this morning?
Oh, yeah.
Want to get to that?
Oh, yes.
All right. We'll get to that. Zoe believes there's a song that is underrated, and he wanted everyone to know about how he feels there is a particular pop song from the late 90s that is
still holds. Still holds.
That is underrated. We'll play the song. We'll get to it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, Pete. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't want no scrub.
It is a great song.
Hanging in the passenger side on my best friend's ride, trying to holler at me.
It's a good summer song.
It's, you know why I like it? It sort of has the feel of Will Smith, Summertime. You know what I mean? Like, put, you drop it out. You got good bass in the car.
So I was driving in this morning, and I had to get up crew on. I had 96.9. Get me going in the morning. It's throwing some stories around, and they were talking about the baseball game. And then, bang, let's go to Roy Barbosa's tracks, man. He's got old school stuff. It's good. It's old school good when it's stuck. That thing's timeless.
And so you think that this is an underrated song?
I think Waterfalls is overrated.
Oh, disagree.
No. Hold on.
Good disagree. Song. Hold on. Good song. If I had to choose.
Answer the question. You said this morning
yes.
This is an underrated song.
Doesn't get played enough today.
That doesn't make it underrated.
Well, you drive around, you put on like...
I looked up the chart positions for it, this song.
Hang that thing.
It was number one upon the single's release in April of 99.
Mm-hmm.
The single stayed number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a month straight.
Right.
The single stayed in the top 10 for 17 consecutive weeks. No Scrubs airplay was at the time the first song to peak with over 140 million audience impressions. It was crowned as the top airplay song of 1999.
It's the jam. See, I played with Tony Martin down in Miami, and he was with Andre Rison down there in Atlanta when he was dating Left Eye. She burned the house down and all that. So, kind of, it's all you know, takes you back.
It holds the record for most weeks at number one on the Rhythmic Top 40.
Booyah!
It has a record on the Rhythmic Top 40 at 15 weeks.
Lanny, good song? Good song for summer? Thumbs up? Yeah, Lanny's in on it.
So I don't think it was underrated. I don't think the track was underrated.
It was a mega hit.
I don't think anyone... It was a mega hit song.
Mega hit, but I don't think it gets elevated to the point other hits get...
Well, what other hits are getting more ratings?
Summertime would be at one. Like, I just gave that example.
Is that getting played anywhere?
El DeBar said a beat of the rhythm of the night, something like that, you know? I'm trying to take it back. You know, Freddie Pendergrass. Let's go Luther Vandross, If Only for One Night, you know? See, I have a good span of songs that I could listen to in all different genres and groups.
And you think Waterfalls is overrated?
I think Waterfalls, I would overrate, and I would say this one was underrated. See, when you say TLC, everybody goes, bang, Waterfalls, because Meet the Millers. You know, Kenny's in there, and he's jamming out in the back after they went to that rock where the Mexican cop was there, and he's like, you're going to go over here, and you're going to be this bottle cap, and Kenny, you're going to do this. Kenny said, I don't want to do that. You see, you never know if you try, Ken. Yeah.
So
you see that movie, McCone?
McCone. No. Which track would you rather listen to?
I was a Waterfalls guy.
Waterfalls or No Scrubs?
I was a Waterfalls guy.
I would be with McCone on this.
Why? Because you liked it like just the other day, right?
Oh yeah, that's it. He
nailed it.
Nailed it. You nailed it. So
this is too. Boop, 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 boop. Yeah, it's just the other one's more hit. They had some good music. Damn,
they were good. Damn, I love the TLC catalog.
10 to love and care.
Zola's going to fire up all the TLC tracks
pull playlist.
On the way home.
I'm adjusting pull playlist right now.
What are some of your other favorite TLC hits?
I don't know.
Name one. Name one song.
Who, me or him?
TLC, I can't do it right now. Because you got music playing and it's just, yeah. There you go.
Now the music's not playing. I can think of two others.
What are they?
One was Red Light Special, and one was Creep.
Creep?
And they used one of those in the 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I would say
didn't
Creep.
They?
I would say Creep.
Which one did they use in 40-Year-Old Virgin?
Creep might have been their biggest one. I'd go Creep. I'd elevate Creep to number one of the four.
What was the TLC song?
They had some good slow jam, too. I was like, God dang it.
Feel like there was a TLC song in that.
I sort of kind of like this movie. This 140 block in our show now that's sort of like yesterday was joke day, today's music. I don't know what we'll do tomorrow. I might do spike ball or something tomorrow.
Spike ball?
Overrated game. Overrated summer beach game.
Red Light Special was in 40-Year-Old Virgin.
That's it.
And it's like the bathtub scene with Crazy McCuckoo.
Yeah.
Right?
What's up, Beth? Hey, Andy. And then what's his name? Curly haired freak gets. I'm gonna get.
No, the girl who says you got a trunk. I'm gonna put my bike in it.
Yep, Beth.
Or when he says
it was
that
the girl
to her?
Worked in a bookstore. She's the crazy freak.
No, the one that needed to blow into the thing to start her car.
Oh no, she was looking for freaking French toast. Yeah. And she took out.
Yeah. Was that her? Yeah. It was with her. Yeah.
Door, where the hell did that car come from? No, it wasn't her. It was the other girl, Beth. Oh. It wasn't this one. Because this girl threw up all over. She goes, he goes, what'd you have? Strawberry daiquiri. I could taste it. Yeah, she puked all over him and passed out that night. It was the girl, Beth, that was the freak that had the bathtub that Andy was going to get in a tub with. And then the curly-haired guy that he worked with, that was like Seth Rogen or whatever, showed up and said, I'll get in a tub with you. Let's go. Yeah.
Did we miss any? What are the other TLC hits? Oh, I have it here. I have it here on Billboard.
Mm.
Waterfalls, Creep, No Scrubs. We've covered those.
Yes.
Baby, Baby, Baby.
That's another good one.
Peaked at number two.
Jesus. Baby, Baby. Yep. There you go.
Oh, yeah. This is a big hit. This still gets played.
Yeah, if you go to Shaboom's down in
Providence. No, no, no. I hear this on your on Hot. Digging on You. I remember that one, too.
TLC, underrated.
Man, TLC.
Yeah.
Forget the track. Underrated.
What's that group Beyonce was in?
Destiny's Child.
Destiny Child gets more credit for that woman-girl band.
Right.
Genre than TLC.
The old TLC, woman-girl band.
TLC had it going on before.
Hold on.
That.
We got some calls on this. So.
Let's go. Right now.
Patrick and Franklin.
What's up, Pat?
Hey there. So.
Yeah.
Scrubs got me up Mount Monadnock a few years ago.
Pardon me?
Kind of little backstory is that when I was a Boy Scout, our troop tried to go up Mount Monadnock. It was rainy. It was miserable.
I thought this was going to be about No Scrubs. It said Scrubs here.
What is he talking about?
I don't know. Mike in Boston.
Hi, Mike.
Mike.
What's up, guys?
What up?
The song No Scrubs. Zoe, I know you're trying to give them a shout out, 96.9.
Not really. I mean, it was on and I got going this morning with it. That's all. Not just intentionally trying to shout anybody out. 96.9,
they play it every 25 minutes.
Which means they're not underrated. Which means the song's not underrated.
Okay. I'm not trying. I like that. I'm not purposely trying
might
to.
Even might even be overrated.
Might even be overrated. Maybe they're playing a little much.
Who sings that Hot Stepper murder song? That's the jam. I told Roy put that in the mix for them over there. Murderer, I'm the lyrical gangster. Murderer. Ain't coming like that. Chingy, it wasn't not Chingy. What else?
I told them they could use a little more Return of the Mac over there.
Return of the Mac.
No. Mark Morrison.
Classic.
That's a classic,
yes.
Right? Who's fire
the other,
that one up.
Who's T-Bone? The other 6 foot six dude?
Atlanta, is that Atlanta?
Who's that 6 foot six rapper? That good singer. What's his name?
Looks like Return of the Mac?
What the hell is his name?
I know who you're talking
Montel
about.
Montel Jordan, this is how we do it. Boom, 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 boom. This is how we do it. Yes. It's Friday night. Yes. Give me that. Give me that song. You want to get it going. I'll reprogram the whole station over there.
Designated driver. Got the keys
to my truck. Out of Central Lady.
I was a big Genuine guy too. Pony.
Really?
Yeah, I liked them.
They really started playing that at Patriot games. Yeah. After a big sack.
Yeah.
They started playing that song. Ah, oh, here he goes.
It's so thug and mask, do
saying.
Not do.
I don't know what he's saying.
I don't care.
What's he saying?
Murder out, lady, sing. That's the best part. Ching. Murderer. I'm a lyrical gangster.
Murderer.
Put a cap in your ass now.
Murderer.
No. We. That's good. That's a good jam. Give me In Too Deep, Back to the Hotel, please. Like, I would put this in that same category. That one gets me going, too. I'm going to add all these pool playlists on the way home.
It's those pool playlist.
I got my Wi-Fi expanding. Working on the truck again.
You do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. God dang, I got people texting me left and right.
The suggestions?
Oh, it's Incomozy. Incomozy is Arcan got me on that one. Murder. Lyrical gangster. Yeah.
Yep. Lyrical gangster. Thanks for that. Return of the Mac. Did we have time for that or no?
Return of the Mac was good. In Too Deep, Back to the Hotel. Yeah, that's another good one.
Really good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
We could program that station, I think.
I'd get that listenership up. Like...
Great song.
I think Zoe and I could take it over. You take care of business.
Hey, put a golf club on Saturdays over there? A hockey show?
I mean, I don't know, Zoe. You and I touch things.
Hey, baseball
turn
quarters?
To gold.
Yeah. How many calls we get? How many calls we get on the Red Sox? You'll turn to baseball. We'll turn to baseball. Started with baseball. We ended with this. I want to go out here on a good note.
Put this on the pool playlist.
Yeah.
Today's takeaways.
Coming up next.
Are coming up, and we'll tell you more about something we have coming up tomorrow.
More
when
music.
Corporate Louth returns.
Whoa.
It's all in the way.
With your fancy pants.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. If you've been waiting for the in-person weekly coaching, well, you're in luck now. All Awaken 180 locations have reopened and are accepting all new clients. Check it out, awaken180weightloss.com.
Corporate Louth, very busy with boss man activities today here at the Sports Hub. He's here. He's working. He's just not with us today.
He's staring at a computer in there.
He's transitioning. So
his office is transitioning a little bit.
A little bit.
It's getting busy in there.
And we got a couple of packages that came in since yesterday. And Jim will be back with us tomorrow. So we will open those packages and any other that arrive today, tomorrow morning.
I want to challenge our great listeners who have responded well to this, to send Jim Louth things. He likes things.
Things. And by the way, someone sent him a hat today that just says things on it.
Right. Like we like sports,
Right.
We're a sports hat. I challenge you to send Jim an animal in the box with open holes in it.
No.
That doesn't matter what kind. Could be a snake.
We're not doing that.
Could be a raccoon.
We're not challenging.
I'm sort of leaning towards a raccoon, a groundhog. No, something
please,
of the...
No live animals.
Something of the varmint.
No live animals.
Yeah.
No live animals, please.
The cat?
No animals.
So I don't want this to get shut down.
No dead animals either, please.
Well, that would smell. You want it to be alive.
Jim Louth, 98.5 The Sports Hub, 55 Morrissey Boulevard, Dorchester, Mass. 02125.
Jim likes really, really small little yippy dogs. Like, he's had those over the years. Like, little Yorkshire Terriers and stuff.
We're looking for your useless memorabilia.
Yeah, anything that's useless lying around.
You will not get it back. So the
not getting that animal back, right? You know,
anything that you might find, you could give up from your collection of useless memorabilia. We will add it to the shelves in Jim's office.
Might have an old record laying around, like that Return of the Mac.
And where's that going to fit?
45. Who knows? 45. We can.
We know it fits compact discs.
Yeah, lean it.
So maybe it. You know what? We didn't even ask for what those shelves are built for.
Oh my God! Discs, CDs.
Like maybe some '90s CDs.
Yeah, CDs. That's for a program director. A CD. It's a wall of CDs.
Yeah, no, they are CD shelves.
Chachi used to have one.
So if there are a couple of CDs we can fit on there.
Yeah,
I got a lot of them. Get your old Jock Jam CD.
I have those.
Maybe we could add that to the collection. You know,
disco hits of like '70s. Nice, Gloria Gaynor. What else? Got the Tesla collection.
I Will Survive.
Yep, 5-man acoustical jam. Jim might like that.
From today's show, Daniel Wallach, legal expert, was with us at 11. The House passed a bill yesterday on sports betting here in Massachusetts. It now goes to the Senate. And assuming it passes, and Governor Baker is on board with signing whichever bill makes it to his desk, assuming it passes, here's why Massachusetts could be really great for the consumer. There could be many different apps that... are available to all of us to play sports wagers. Have a listen.
To spur more competition and innovation, tethering means that in states like Nevada, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey, all the websites for sports wagering and mobile platforms are controlled by the brick-and-mortar casinos. So the casinos and racetracks decide who get to be their, you know, mobile partner, and that reduces the number of online operators that can exist in a given state. Massachusetts is the first state that allows completely untethered online sports wagering, meaning DraftKings and FanDuel will automatically be entitled to a license even if they didn't have a casino partner. In other states, you need to have a casino partner, and that divvies up the revenue share and it restricts competition. So automatically from day one in Massachusetts, assuming that this bill passes, you'll be able to wager online at DraftKings, FanDuel, and at least two other mobile wagering platforms that are not tethered to any casino or racetrack. But if you're a customer of those casinos, you'll be able to wager on their online platforms as well. So I would expect a minimum of 8 separately branded websites in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. So you'll have an abundance of choice. You can have 8 accounts.
That's pretty great.
That's going to be great to be able to sit in the stands at some point and just go on your phone and bet. I remember when we were over in London doing London games, it was legal to bet on games over there.
Mm-hmm.
And people talked about, oh, it's so cool over in London. Get this app, we could bet on games, NFL games, while we're watching. While you're at the game.
That's
in-game betting, post-game betting, futures betting, all that. It's going to be awesome.
So let's keep our fingers crossed that that passes.
Don't be stupid, people.
Yeah, come on.
Push it through.
Senate, push it through.
Idiots.
Get it done. You're already behind. But you'd be making up for it by having it be untethered and giving everyone options.
Right.
All right. Great. Look forward to that.
Thursday tomorrow.
We're back at it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's with us? Is McCone, you here tomorrow?
You guys have Sarge tomorrow. I'm back Friday.
Very patriotic show tomorrow.
Sarge will be here with us. We'll be back at 10. Pilgrim Maz are next. Right?
Sarge, remember how to get here.
See you tomorrow, so. Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
What's up?
Felger.
I don't know, guys. Am I going to play? Am I not going to play? What am I going to do?
Mass.
Yeah, Mass, you stupid. S-T-O-O. Stupid Mass.
It's time for Felger and Mass, presented by DraftKings on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Bit of a fire drill here on Felger and Mass. A little bit of a fire drill. I'm having computer problems already here, Jimmy Stewart.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Not being able to log in for
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.